Hey, darling. We still have a long journey ahead of us. Why don't you come sit next to me? Good. Now rest your head on my shoulder and close your eyes. I won't get mad if you fall asleep. Just get some rest. You deserve it. You know, the train kind of reminds me of you. Once it gets going, it's really hard to stop it. Sometimes it may get stopped in its tracks. Sometimes it may have to slow down. But it keeps going and it doesn't give up. I think that's beautiful. You're amazing, love. Don't worry about me. You can take a nap. I'll be there when you wake up. It's just you and me on this long train full of strangers. Weird, isn't it? How, despite there being so many people around us, it still feels like it's just you and me. At every stop, people get on and others get off. Who knows what their destination may be? Just like people get on and off trains, people come in and go out of our lives. Weirdly enough, we are kind of trapped in here, constrained by the dimension of this box-shaped wagon. But we're also free. We're moving, and always moving away from where we were just a second ago. We're also free to move within the train, but it guides us. It steers us towards our destination. Doesn't life sort of do the same thing? We are free to do whatever we want, but our surroundings, our upbringing, our friends and family, they all influence the direction we move in. Perhaps they're part of our train? As the world around us changes, the wagon remains the same. We might be passing through the city at one point, then we might be passing through the countryside just a moment later. We see the outside world clearly, but what do people outside see when they look at us? Do you think they see us clearly, sitting by the window? Would they look at us instead of someone else near another window? Would they wonder where we are going, where we come from? You know, sometimes I wonder what the stories of the people on the other side of this window are. What are their dreams? What drives them? What makes them happy? Will we ever take the same train? But more often than not, our paths never cross, and I'm left wondering. There is so much mystery in this world. What is known to one may be a riddle to someone else. Even the people on this train, they all have their little secrets. And the train doesn't ask us questions. It does not seek to reveal our secrets. It picks us up and drops us off. All the stories around us unfolding as people join the train. Stories will likely never unravel. I think it's beautiful. Can you hear the sound of the train riding along the rails? Click, clack, click, clack. A sound so steadfast, a sound we hear throughout the whole journey. Whether it rains or snows, click, clack, click clack. Whether it's early in the morning or late in the evening, click clack, click clack. Almost hypnotic as it breaks every silence. Click clack, click clack. Do you think it's trying to talk to us? What does it want to tell us? Maybe it wants to teach us something. Some trains move faster than others, but even those that move slower reach their destination. It is often not about the destination, but the journey we experience. Who knows what we would miss out on had we taken a different train? Perhaps we should be satisfied with the train we have. As the train travels through the land, it may come across a tunnel, a patch of darkness. But the train keeps going. It does not stop. Just like in life, when we encounter difficulties, dark times, we must keep going and going. To then see the light at the end of the tunnel again. I suppose the train is like time, continuously flowing. Then perhaps some rough moments just need time to pass. As nothing but the constant motion of the train moving forward will bring us out of the tunnel. But a tunnel can be so much more than merely a dark moment. We can wonder, why is there a tunnel in the first place? Often the answer is to provide an easy and efficient passage to avoid a certain roadblock. And life is also like that. Sometimes in order to overcome something, we need to take a different path. A path that may not be easy in itself, but a path that will allow us to move forward. The train is steady, as it never wavers from its path. But a train also stands for change. The scenery around us, but also the people inside. I must say, I'm glad to ride this train with you. No matter where we end up, I'm glad to have you beside me. Just listen to the sound of the train. Let it guide you. Take a nap and ride far, far away. As for when you wake up, your head will be on my shoulder. Click, clack. Click, clack. Click, clack. We ride far, far away. Click, clack. Click, clack.